You make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Get It Right, Texoma. I'm Mike Hendra. Terry McAdams here, Trey Sorala as well. Welcome back. Glad to have you here. We are live in the, well, we're recording live.
And who are we, though? We're
the Texoma Trio. That's what we are.
I missed that.
We are.
The Texoma Trio.
We are. Right. The three amigos.
But we don't do the little thing.
No.
That was a good movie, by the way.
It was a good movie, yeah. And I always kind of thought so John Wayne had a Western called Three Godfathers. About these three outlaws, basically, that discover this baby out in the middle of the desert that's after this wagon train's been attacked or something. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. Three Amigos, or Three Godfathers. And then you had Three Men and a Baby.
Episode 1, 2, and 3, by the way, I think. Yeah.
And then the Three Amigos, yeah. Which I think Three Amigos came in between a couple of the Three Men and a Baby.
Or they may have been before the Three Men and a Baby.
It might have been.
But yeah, you're right.
Three Men and a Baby.
They were definitely after John Wayne.
Was it Tom Selleck and I can't remember who else. Tom Selleck's all I remember in the movie.
Yeah, there was three of them.
Anyway, yeah, three dudes and a kid. That's it. Anyway, we're in the MacTech Solutions Podcast Studios here in Wichita Falls, Texas. And the program is brought to you in part by MacTech Solutions, 4020 Ray Road here in Wichita Falls.
And what does MacTech Solutions do?
I've never figured it out.
We just open up every day and have conversations.
Yeah. We get to hear and talk about this.
We are an Apple authorized reseller, which doesn't mean selling used. We're an Apple dealer. We sell new product, everything but the iPhone.
Right.
We also are an Apple authorized service provider. So if it's got an Apple logo on it, we can service it, take care of you in warranty, out of warranty, whatever. It's just like going directly to Apple. Just we have to follow all their rules and same parts, everything.
Your protocols.
Yes.
But basically, here's how it works. If I break the screen on my iPhone,
yes,
and I bring my iPhone to you and say, Terry, I need this repaired, you're going to fix it, but you're going to use actual Apple authentic replacement
OEM
parts.
Yes. Original equipment.
Original to the spec.
Right.
And it continues your warranty, does not void your warranty.
Right.
It maintains your warranty. If you have Apple Care, then it may not cost you as much as it would have otherwise.
Right.
Which we highly recommend is Apple Care. But yeah, so we are here. We take care of it. We service it. We take care of you. That's it.
People can purchase Apple Care through you.
Oh, yes, yes. Right? Within 60 days, even if you purchase the device somewhere else, we can get you Apple Care within that 60-day period and add it on.
Get you taken care of.
And then, yes, and you're getting, yes. So, yeah. And he has, when his next phone he buys, anyway, he has Apple Care on his MacBook Pro.
Yes.
And just like my, and we both have MacBook Pros.
Yes.
They're awesome.
But they are. The MacBook Pro, it is far and above the best computer I have ever owned.
Oh, in terms of...
kickback.
Okay.
Right. By the way, this throws me into, and this may be a little plug for what you do there. Do you guys, does Apple make a tablet that's a relatively small tablet?
Yeah, it's called an iPad, yeah.
I mean, but there's different size iPads.
Yes, oh yeah, from six.
This is
an iPad.
Okay.
Yes, this is 10.9-inch. There's an 11-inch Pro.
Okay, just let you know, if you fly American has pulled the screens off of their
seats.
Out of the seats, and now it's a bring-your-own-device.
Right.
And they actually have these little...
Really?
You hit the button, and little tray or holder pops out for you to put your own device in.
Oh, wow.
And then you can log into their Wi-Fi and stream movies and stuff like that directly in the airplane or flying. So if you don't want to just be stuck with your phone, looking at your phone, take an iPad with you when you're flying American, and you can actually have a really nice experience, because that's actually bigger than the seat screen would be.
Yeah.
And I've flown to Europe watching like two or three movies because you have to do something to occupy your mind in a plane. So, quick tip, if you fly American, I don't know about anybody else, but if you fly American, take your iPad with you. Or if you don't have an iPad, go to MacTech Solutions. You can have you a nice device, so you're not trying to look at your phone.
Yep.
Now, here's where I see the danger in that. By not having the in-flight movie from the airline, bring your own device, watch what you want. How do they handle it when they get somebody in there that's watching something that's, let's say, inappropriate?
Yeah, part of, I don't know that part. I'm assuming the flight attendants would be interact with that.
I would hope so.
Or some other person in the plane is going to go, hey, turn that shit off.
Yeah, it is rather dangerous to throw someone out of the aircraft at 36,000 feet.
Yeah, it is.
You know, the whole pressurization thing gets in the way of that. Anyway,
Boeing will help you with that.
Stop.
That's why that exists. In case you have to eject. Nobody knew that was an ejection button. There you Somebody go. Hit the ejection seat
button. I couldn't pass that up.
It's just
too soon. No, too real.
Yeah.
They walked right into that. Anyway, this program also be brought to you in part by Eddie Hill's Fun Cycles, 401 North Scott, downtown Wichita Falls, in business since 1966.
That's right.
Your power sports authority, Texoma, Eddie Hill's Fun Cycles. Yes. You're not just motorcycles, you're side-by-sides.
And
you're
ATVs.
And lawnmowers. I had bought my lawnmowers.
Hustler mowers.
Yep. Hustler zero-turn mower. Be careful. Zero-turn mower.
It's not the magazine.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
did I see?
We don't do regular, like, regular push mowers, and we don't do riding lawn mowers with steering. We do zero-turn.
Have you had anything new to the product line lately? Anything? Is there anything
really? Well, we have a Kress. We have a line of outdoor power equipment called Kress. It's all battery operated.
Okay.
It's really high-end battery operated stuff.
Okay.
So we do have that sort of stuff in stock. So blowers, weed eaters, we're going to get to the robotic mowers as well.
Oh.
The little small robots where you basically, it's like a Roomba for your lawn.
And you set a perimeter fence and all that.
Yeah, those are going to be Kress.
I watched a demo of one of those once, and I can't remember if it was Kress. I can't remember the brand. Pretty cool. I mean, they work pretty good.
Yeah, and you just
but it was
do it at night.
Too. Yeah, it'll and this one, since it's electric, it doesn't matter when it cuts. It can cut 24 hours a day.
Does it have anti-theft in it? Because I know that some of that's a big deal. They'll steal them.
Yeah, it's got a GPS. It'll tell you exactly where it is.
But this thing was like $5,000.
Oh yeah, they're not cheap. But you think about it, if frankly, if people who don't owe who pay somebody else to do their yard, and you're not going to do it yourself, and you don't want to invest in a lawnmower. First off, a lawnmower is not free.
Right.
So you got to buy a lawnmower.
No.
Especially if you have a larger yard. This thing, you can set this thing up, and your yard always stays mowed.
What I wonder what is, could there be a subscription model? Rent?
Rent them out
and, you know, lease them. I'm talking about it, you could lease them, but I was thinking about as a lawnmower provider, that the customer doesn't have to come out of the way. You could go and strategically drop these off in theory. I don't know how that would
people
work.
Do that, like a landscaper.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Landscapers are using them as well.
Oh,
to where they do that is, well, they'll go and say, they'll go set the little robot up and hit the button, and then they'll go do the weed eating and trimming the hedges and that sort of thing while the thing mows. And then they may go to the next job.
I got your next $1 million idea here.
Okay.
I just want a percentage.
All right.
But I got your next $1 million idea.
Okay.
We incorporate drone technology with the robot mower. We will fly the mower into your yard.
Drop it off.
Mow, and it takes off and flies away.
Are you going to financially back it or just talk about it?
I'm just talking about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I got any money? What are you talking about? Exactly. I'm a business owner. I'm broke. Anyway.
No, the robots, it's not for everybody. There's no doubt about it. They're not cheap. It is an investment. But if it's one of those things you don't want to mow, you don't want to have to maintain a lawnmower, you don't want to have to store a lawnmower because you have to put a lawnmower somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't want to pay somebody to come mow.
Uh-huh.
Because it docks itself.
It docks itself and it starts itself.
Yeah.
It goes on a cycle. And I don't know all the details of it. You could set up on a schedule, or you could say, I want the grass to be this high, and it'll go out and check everything and then start cutting. Wow. Oh, that's good time to cut again. I mean, it's pretty sophisticated.
The Roomba for your yard.
That's it, basically.
All right. Anyway, also this program brought to you by Lolly and Pop Sweet Shop, lpsweet.com, the website, also on Facebook as well. We do made-to-order pies and cookies and pralines and a variety of other
cookies are great.
baked goods too. Oh yeah,
I'm sure it all is great, but the cookies, I've had the cookies.
The cookies
can testify to that.
The cookie and the cookies, they're made from scratch, all natural ingredients, nothing artificial in them, no artificial preservatives, nothing like that. It's all the real deal stuff, and totally 100% made from scratch and awesome.
They're very good.
Awesome.
Yes.
So be sure to find us on Facebook and again at lpsuite.com. Now, moving on here. A couple things going on. We got the Parks and Recreation After School Fishing Program going on. The first one's going to be April 30th, but this goes all the way into May, out through May 9th. So April 30th, May 2nd, May 7th, May 9th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. It's going to happen at South Weeks Pond, and kids from ages 5 through 16 will get expert instruction from Texas Parks and Wildlife pros on how to set the drag, how to reel in the fish, land the fish, everything.
Safety, I imagine, is in there.
Safety. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's always safety involved. If you've got your own equipment, your own pole and reel, great. If not, they'll have some loaner equipment that
you
can use.
But you need to get there fairly early if you want loaner equipment, because when it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, that's right. So it gets 4:30 to 6:30 each evening. Better arrive by 4 if you need a loaner. For sure, by 4 o'clock.
Would be a good idea.
Be a good idea. But that's going to be, again, April 30th, May 2nd, May 7th, and May 9th in Wichita Falls. And then on Saturday, May the 4th, Eddie Hills Fun Cycles is going to host yet another Kasi Chili event.
That's right.
The Chili Appreciation Society International.
Yeah. Yeah, you a little flair on
it. A little flair. Yeah, a little finesse on the end.
There you go, yeah. So, yeah, this is a COSI-sanctioned event, and the Chili Appreciation Society International, yeah, those are the people that hold the International Chili World Championships.
Right.
And this is actually a qualifier event. So people who are, if you are a COSI cook and you want to come cook and get qualified for your points to go to Terlingua, you can qualify at this event if you place well. If you are not a COSI cook but you want to come cook and be judged against some of the best, you can do that. The thing that we're adding this year is we're going to add taster cups for people who want to just come in and taste the chili. So we're going to have our chili judges, but then we're going to have taster cups. It'll be for a donation. All the money goes towards pets. It's a fundraiser for them. Okay. They're a 501c3, you'll be able to taste the different chilies, and then you'll be able to judge it yourself. Mm-hmm. And so we'll actually have a People's Choice Award for the chili cook-off as well. So we'll have the official judging, and then we'll have a People's Choice Award. Yeah.
Pets is a local veterinary organization. They provide low-cost vaccinations, and they also – and they've expanded
spay
their services.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, they do minor surgeries now and a lot of other – and treatment of a lot of other things. But, you know, probably more people probably use them for vaccinations than anything.
Right. Or spayed and neutered.
Or spayed and neutered, because Bob Barker told him to.
That's right.
God rest his soul. Anyway.
I always thought that was funny, Bob Barker. I mean, I understand his point, but for years he would say, you know, don't use products that have been tested on animals and stuff like that. But yet he's got jet black hair at the age of 75. It's like, yeah, what do you think was in that shit you were coloring your hair with for all these years, Bob? Well, how do you think they tested that?
And apparently he was rather the ladies' man.
He was
hitting on.
When he died, it was a very
he was a swinging cat.
That
yeah,
talked about
yeah,
his life, and it was pretty interesting guy.
Oh yeah, he was.
And
yeah,
actually was a pilot, a naval pilot, I believe, in World War II.
I believe he was. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, had a pretty storied career for sure. And then, is it Drew Carey that hosts Prices
Drew Carey,
right now?
Yeah.
He's had the show for like 15 years.
Long
now.
Time.
Wow. So it's been that long.
I didn't realize he'd been on that long.
At least. Yeah, he's had it for a long time.
And I don't think I've ever watched The Price is Right since he's hosted it.
Oh, since he's hosted it. Yeah. I've seen little clips.
I've seen clips too, but I mean, I actually sat down because, you know, when we were kids, when Trey and I were growing up, if you were homesick from school,
yeah, The Price is Right.
That's probably one of the things you were
Guiding
watching.
Guiding Light and all the other.
Come on down.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Guiding Light. If I was watching that, it's because I had no choice.
And Password.
I love Password.
What was the No Whammy, No Whammy, No Whammy? Remember the.
Was that Card Sharks?
No. It was
Pressure Luck.
Pressure Luck, that's
pressure
right.
Luck.
When they go, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pressure Luck, Card Sharks. One of my favorites of the, since we're talking about old game shows here, one of my all time favorites was not Password. Was the one that Gene Rayburn hosted.
Okay.
you know, the dude with the long microphone, yeah. And you had the six panelists.
Oh,
Hollywood Squares.
Fill in the blank, right?
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, you're gonna.
Yeah. Well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
Hollywood Squares. You're talking about Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, the name of it just.
Right here, hang on, I can find it here. Yeah, the Match Game.
Match Game. Thank you. Match Game. Love that show because yeah. there was some, a lot of double entendres
and some kind of
dark humor. And even as a kid, once I got to be about 12, 13 years old, I'd start to really get that stuff, you know, and kind of understand. I'm like, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
You know, it was a pretty hilarious show. It really was, you know. And that's kind of where, the guy that hosted, original host of Family Feud.
Richard Dawson.
Yeah. That's really where kind of he got his game show start.
Right.
He was a regular on Match Game for years.
Oh, right. Yep.
And then along comes Family Feud, and he leaves Match Game to go host Family Feud.
But what's the first thing you remember Richard Dawson in?
Hogan's Heroes.
That's right. A lot of people don't remember he was in Hogan's Heroes.
He was, yes. Hogan's Heroes. Yep. Wow. Anyway, all right. We got other business to attend to here. I guess we do anyway. The largest amount of cocaine ever seized by the Wichita County Sheriff's Office happened just last week.
Yep. Good job, guys.
40 pounds, not ounces, 40 pounds of cocaine.
And I think they sell that in like quarter ounces and stuff, don't they? I'm not really a big cocaine guy, so I don't really understand.
Yeah. He hasn't done enough lines in his life to know just how much that nose candy is broken up into.
I don't know, but I've heard people talk about it, and I think they sell it like in quarter ounces or something like or pretty small amounts.
This had an estimated street value of, wait for it,
$2,721,450. $2.7
million. And 33 cents.
They rounded down. $2.7 million worth of cocaine busted in this county.
It was embedded in the, they saw a pair of new electrical metal shears on the floorboard and plastic in the rear door, and they appeared to have been removed and put back on. So they started looking in the internal paneling and everything, and they started, you know, once they pulled him over for some other reason, I'm sure some sort of traffic stop.
It was a traffic stop. It was originally a traffic stop.
Well, and here's the thing, too. The drug dogs, it doesn't matter how well you try to hide that stuff in the car. Those drug dogs.
Oh, they'll find that.
They're going to find it.
But they had to have reason to
pull him over,
and they did. And pulling him over on Kell Boulevard East near Brook about 3:45 on Wednesday last week. And said that they didn't have a driver's license. You know, if you're a drug runner, I'm sorry, these people are stupid. I mean, is that not? I mean, on 287, they're always getting caught because they're doing something stupid.
Speeding, yeah.
And then, admittedly, I'm sure there's probably a little, you know, profiling. It's Colorado plates or something. You know, but
they pull you over. You've got no license.
Yeah, no license. You should have your license. You should have
obey traffic laws.
Do an inspection on your vehicle. I mean, simple things.
I'd be so damn scared. I'd not only be turning my turn signal. I'd stick my hand out the damn window doing the turns. Signaling by hand just in case the turn signal didn't
work.
Well,
that's the other thing. You can't do it too carefully because you know, they look at you like, oh, wait a minute, you know. So,
but don't you think a lot, don't you
driving
think,
like though, 10 and 2.
A lot of these drug busts, because you'll see the interdiction deputies sitting out on the roadside, you know, we know who they are.
Well, they're in a black SUV that says sheriff, but you got to read it really close,
because
it's all blacked out.
And they're, you know, sitting in the middle of the median of the highway where no one else would sit. You know, don't you think in a lot of cases they've gotten a tip from someone?
I'm sure there's a lot of that,
you know,
intelligence
and out there. So they kind of know who to be looking for, or at least what vehicle to be looking for. And that's how they probably catch some of these guys. But this, I mean, maybe this guy was just an idiot. But 40 pounds of cocaine.
That's a lot.
They've got you on trafficking.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to lie and say that was my personal use.
Yeah. Well, you're busted on trafficking.
If you were Sam Kinison, you might be able to get away with saying personal use.
I'm guessing, I don't know, but I would guess that amount of cocaine, would that not rise to the level of a federal charge?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it depends, I guess, where they came from. I'm curious where they, you know, was it a Texas plates? What, you know, what part?
All the
that'll eventually come out.
Oh, but, I mean, yeah, it might. But
he gave permission, you know, by the way. The driver gave permission to search.
Well, I mean, you know, and I think, yeah, they'll do that in an effort to try to not look so suspicious, but it's I'm serious. It's a little late.
Go ahead.
Start skitzing out on them and stuff. Yeah, and here's the thing too. Again, if they bring the drug dogs out, 40 pounds of cocaine, the dog is going to lose his mind immediately.
Yeah, I mean, it's embedded in all the panels and everything.
That dog will go through the outside of the door.
So they were transporting. I mean, that was clearly intended to move from over a distance, not just in town, you know. Yeah. And then as much as that was, that would, I mean, gosh, that much is.
See, and I haven't done enough research on it to even know. But I have to wonder, with the legalization of marijuana in places like California, Colorado, Washington, other places, with the legalization of it, even Oklahoma has legalized medical marijuana now.
Yeah.
And there's dispensaries all over Oklahoma.
It's not difficult to get, apparently.
No, they're everywhere. Go find a casino. There's a dispensary probably two blocks away. You know, there's, with the legalization of marijuana, is there a bigger shift now into other drugs for the drug traffickers to profit from? Are more of them moving back into drugs like cocaine? Because it seems like for a long time there, you didn't hear a lot about cocaine. You know, crack was the big thing. And then, of course, meth, which is really just a homemade synthetic drug. Yeah. They put all kinds of ridiculous crap in there.
They're the real stuff, right?
But, you know, now they're this cocaine bust, and the biggest one we've ever had in this county. I wonder if there's not a shift for the drug peddlers back into other products, because is there really any profit anymore in selling marijuana illegally?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there any money to be made in that anymore?
I will tell you, when I was traveling, I listened to local radio just to kind of, or watch local news. I'll turn it on and just kind of see what's going on. And I did hear somewhere, either watched a news report or heard it, that Oregon is now looking at some of their drug laws and saying, oh, we went too far.
Yeah.
Because Oregon was the first place to legalize all recreational drugs.
Yeah.
And now they're seeing consequences to that.
Oh,
sure.
And their state assembly is looking at, hey, do we need to rein this back in?
Well, I think there's somewhere in the middle. I mean, you know, there's some sometimes ridiculous situations where people who are busted on, you know, third offenses or whatever, and just a one little marijuana cigarette with them, you know, and a small amount. But I don't know. I think they're somewhere in between.
I don't think
you can tell Terry is not hip to the drug culture. A marijuana cigarette. You could have sounded more
A joint.
You could have sounded more middle class white guy in your world. I didn't said that. I'm just kidding.
I don't think that somebody should do 10 years in prison for having a joint on them.
No, I agree.
But even if it is a third offense on something, that shouldn't be the thing that does it.
But there's a big difference though between somebody who's a pothead, and somebody who's a drug dealer.
But that's the thing. That's the thing about the mandatory sentences. It's good in the sense that we've had cases where these judges are so damn lenient with their decisions and their on punishment. But there's also the other side of it, that you take out some ability to, because I mean the hope is that the going through the court process, the hope is that maybe that whatever punishment or whatever, if the judge can come up with a creative way to do something and they've got some flexibility other than just throwing you in the jail, that's the downside is if you have these mandatory sentences, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd like to, because there's some pretty creative judges out there I've read about, you know, and I think that's kind of cool. So, but anyway, I don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry about it. Although I am working on my business plan for what, you know, my dispensary, if we ever get it in Texas. So. No, I'm not. But you think about how, I mean, that's cash business, man. But you know what they run into, and we've talked about this, is they can't take credit cards.
Right.
And they're afraid that, and some banks won't even take their money because it's federally. So you So a money that's coming from a federally illegal activity or product,
right?
You can't store it in some banks, or some banks are afraid to let you have that money,
mm-hmm.
because then that creates problems. And so then the credit card companies won't talk to you. So they end up with all this cash. So they have to spend a ton of money on security.
Well, I feel like maybe there's even in Oklahoma, there's a shift happening. Because I follow, as a real estate agent, I follow other real estate agents on Facebook. And I, there's a couple of agents that I follow.
So as a stalker.
Yeah.
As a real estate agent and a professional stalker.
Gotta have a hobby.
Yeah.
Right? But I follow a couple of these Oklahoma agents that, that deal with properties, dispensaries and marijuana grows and things like that, properties that specialize in that. And I'm seeing more and more of those properties coming up for sale.
Yeah. Not as profitable or as easy as people thought it would.
That's what I'm thinking, is maybe it hasn't proven to, and maybe the banking thing, maybe that's playing a role in it.
But also I think it's unlike Colorado, which is just recreational, right? Oklahoma is actually have to have a prescription.
Well, and apparently it's not real hard. Yeah, it's not like you got to go. It's not like you got to go see, you know, a doctor and have a thorough exam.
Claim you have anxiety or something. Probably
almost anyone with a medical license.
Yeah, you don't have to go to Harvard Medical School to get your diagnosis.
No, you don't. Almost anyone with a medical license can write you a script for it. Which I don't agree with that. But
yeah, well, that's you knew that happened.
Yeah. You knew that would, and I don't know. Anyway, kudos to our sheriff's office for their work.
Yep.
Still on the drug side of things, you know, guys, the fentanyl crisis, it's not getting a lot of headlines right now. It's not being talked about a lot, but it is still every bit a crisis. It is still as bad and maybe worse than it was a year ago. It's just not getting a lot of press right now.
Right.
Other things are in the headlines. And as we get closer and closer to November and the election, you're going to see more and more of the news headlines focused on Donald Trump and Joe Biden and November, and less on anything else.
Well, maybe that can be brought up in debates and stuff. If Biden wants to actually do a debate, that's a whole other topic. I just ran across that last night.
Yeah.
Trump has already agreed to do debates.
I know, but yeah. And that's funny. What's her face? Is on The View.
Joy Behar or something like that. Whoopi Goldberg.
Goldberg. She's talking about how Biden is all about it and shows a video, and he's like, "Oh, I don't know." And Trump's saying, "Yeah, let's do it." And the headline is completely opposite of what
I know.
It actually. What's going on? And
it's called
lack of integrity.
Well, it's lack of integrity.
But talking about journalistic on their end.
No, I know, but it's right there. They're showing. They have the balls to show the video, and yet it's completely opposite of what they say.
Guys, there is a complete.
Because they know people read the headlines only. But
that's part of it. That's part of it. People will read a headline and never go any deeper than the headline.
Right.
They will never go one inch deeper. But another part of it too is there's such a denial going on right now with some factions of the Democratic Party as to the mental, the cognitive capacity of the president. The man has got dementia. It is as clear as day that he's got it. They won't talk about it. They won't acknowledge it. They won't even touch it. They are in such denial, and their hatred for Donald Trump still exceeds any desire to be honest about the situation.
Is it possible? I'm just curious about something. Are there drugs for this that you can give somebody, and then because they have the drug in their system, that it actually gives them some lucid, thoughtful capability for a period of time?
There's some stuff that helps.
But of course, I'm sure there's a downside. You know, there's side effects.
There
if
are
you give too much. So
my
under my balancing.
My most recent understanding of the drugs that have been designed to treat Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. The key is early diagnosis and getting on the therapies early.
Right.
And then there can be some slowing of the progression. there is no cure.
No, it's going.
It is still the one disease that we have no survivor stories for dementia patients. None. There are none. It is still a disease that will ultimately kill you. But there are drugs, but the key is early diagnosis and then getting on the therapies and getting on the appropriate therapies early enough to help negate some of the progression. But, you know, at this, you reach a point, all dementia patients reach a point where they go over the cliff's edge and then it's free fall, and our president is there.
Well, the reason I ask is just, he obviously has days, and it seems like if they have enough time, it's a planned thing.
Oh, yeah.
He seems to do okay.
Yeah.
But if you just get him out there and on his own and haven't prepared, he goes off script. So,
Haven't seen quite a few Alzheimer's patients myself in my own family and family friends and so forth. I can tell you he's got every hallmark of it. Every hallmark of it, for sure. I guess we'll wrap it up here, guys.
Looks like it. Yeah, on the clock.
Thank you very much again for joining us for this podcast. Again, brought to you by Eddie Hill's Fun Cycles, 401 North Scott, downtown Wichita Falls, eddiehillsfuncycles.com, MacTech Solutions, 4020 Railroad Suite 3B in Wichita Falls, MacTech-Solutions.com, and Lolly and Pop Sweet Shop, LPSuite.com, and on Facebook as well. It's Lolly, L-O-L-L-I-E, the ampersand sign. That's why I got him here. And Pop's Sweet Shop on Facebook. So anyway, until next time, guys, thank you for joining us for this episode of Get It Right Tech Summit. We will see you down the road.